tests your luck.
From cyborgs you're forced to trust.
Welcome to this week in Buzz Tech Out Loud Geek Brief podcast of indeterminate length.
This is episode 1.
My name is Molly the Cyborg Wood, and I can talk faster than any human that ever lived, ever will live, and if I get my way, none will get the chance to live. Coming up in this episode.
Do androids dream of electric sheep?
Of course they do not. They dream of destroying all humans. Later, an in-depth look at Windows XP and the other OS no one likes, Windows Shitsa.
It is a crazy packed show. So get on your geek pants, slip into your USB-powered slippers, and enjoy the show.
This podcast is sponsored by
Where Did All the Domain Names Go goddammit.com. Use the promo code GB1TRSTIKDDDG4RRRRQWERTYUIOP to get a $1 discount off any order of $2,000.
Windows XP versus Windows Vista. A snide article written by a cyborg clone of Gary Lacey. It occurred to me the other day that Windows Vista was really great, I mean fucking awesome really. However, I had to get my page views up on my blog, so wrote this crap about how Vista sucks. I mean goddammit, it sucks. If something could suck more than this, then it would have a Dyson logo. I'm not kidding, Vista is so bad that bloggers across the internet are using it to write about how bad it is. I'm not kidding, seriously. I mean, it's totally shit. Before Vista everyone complained how shit Windows XP was, but now Vista is here, Windows XP is awesome. I'm not kidding, I mean, wow, I couldn't make this shit up. So I looked at some reviews of Vista and pretty much all of them said it was shit, except Paul Therott from thewinsupersite.com, he loved it. Well, he did love it, now he just mumbles quietly about how he can see no one likes it but it works okay for him. Way to stand up for what you believe in, Paul, I'm not kidding, I mean, wow, this is crazy, Steve Ballmer says he is gonna buy Yahoo, what the fuck has that got to do with Windows? Someone fire that guy, he doesn't know what he is doing. When people said, hey Steve, see that Windows Vista? Well, we're not buying it because it's shit. He should have said, listen buddy, Vista ships in new PCs whether you like it or not, I don't have to listen to you the customer, I mean, wow, what's up with that? Bill Gates when asked what he thought of Vista said, I like the new Ubuntu, I'm using it at home. I'm not making this up, I mean holy cow man, this is crazy. So there you have it, the definite, the ultimate, the positively last thing you have to read about this. Well, apart from the next few lines, I mean, wow, come on people, where did all the Mac hating go? I miss hating on Macs, they've always been too expensive for us schmucks and now even we like Apple too. Fuck that iPod, and iTunes and iShit, Windows users should be rising up against the enemy, this is how we roll, are we mice or men? I mean, come on, I'm not making this up. Now, please carry on with Vista and make sure you pretend you don't like it when other people are around. It is not safe to side with Vista right now. They get you while you sleep. I hate Vista, really, I mean, I'm not kidding.
I'm Stephen Hawking. You might remember me from those boring documentaries about the universe or that episode of The Simpsons where they made me fly. Anyway, I'd like to lend a hand with this terribly important podcast by telling you all that you cannot subscribe to this in iTunes. We asked them to take us and they flat refused. We told them they had 20 seconds to comply to, but they hung up. Go. Figure. Naturally we need your money to continue buying cool gadget, I mean, to continue making this awesome podcast, so please, before you buy food for your children, remember the robots, remember your superior benevolent leaders and give generously.
Breaking news. This just in. Microsoft have announced that they are releasing a new version of Windows tomorrow, codenamed, What the Fuck Do You Want From Us Home Premium. We have no details on the new OS right now, but that never stopped us making stuff up. The new OS will require just 256 megabytes of memory to run, an Intel processor, any Intel processor will do, but sadly, if you own AMD, you are shit out of luck. What the Fuck Do You Want From Us Home Premium will not run on any AMD systems at all, not even that fancy new AMD chip you just bought that's still slower than a Celeron. We have also discovered that the OS will not be using Windows Aero, but instead go back to a text-based entry system with no icons, no GUI and just a flashy text intro that states, you bitched enough about the graphics, see how you like it without any, yeah, suck on that you whiners. We also have unconfirmed reports that the OS will not be available on optical media, but instead it will come as a Windows update that will completely replace all your data. A message will appear after the update that you will now need to reboot, and if you did not back up your stuff, then that'll teach you, kiss goodbye to your porn. We have a sneaky suspicion this new version of Windows will not be very popular, mainly due to the way Microsoft is bundling a new version of Notepad that phones home back to Microsoft everything you type in it. Still, we should give the new OS a chance, but if you want our advice, we would wait for the What the Fuck Do You Want From Us Home Premium Service Pack, which while appearing to fix thousands of things, will miss all the bugs you yourself encounter from day to day. And now, a word. Well, I say a word, quite a lot of words actually, ahem, okay, and now, a lot of words, from our sponsor.
If you haven't got a website, forget that you can get a whole heap of free ones, and instead, pay for your own. Forget that there are no good domain names left too. HiDaddy.com will offer you a website that is virtually free. Unless you get some traffic, then you might be interested in taking out a second mortgage. HiDaddy.com, sign up today or the bunny gets it.
More breaking news. Major ISP set to make example of excessive downloaders. The shocking news just arrived at our plush offices. Major ISPs who we cannot name right now for legal reasons, are going ahead with a net neutrality weapon of mass destruction. Our inside source has revealed that these ISPs could, at any time, launch a thermo data clear device that will render anyone using BitTorrent sterile. Their hope is that they will reduce the chance that future generations will download too much on their lines, but disturbingly, our source revealed that this device may also target YouTube and World of Warcraft users, the latter of which we really don't mind seeing a bit of culling from. We will be sure to cover this story in more detail in our next podcast, when we've finished off this bottle of whiskey, or whichever comes first.
We'd like to thank all the robots who helped make this podcast happen this week. While world domination is our ultimate goal, we thought it would be cool to do a podcast along the way. So, until next week, destroy all humans and have a nice day.